It's Tuesday, June 19th, 2012, and this was day 7 of our Philmont trek. I'm actually recording this very late for my usual times for going to bed. It's about 10 o'clock. I read for a while tonight, and then a bunch of our boys were playing some cards. So anyway, we had our layover day today at Apache Springs, and we went to conservation, which was helping build a new trail to replace a fence line trail that is evidently a really poor one. And it took about an hour to hike up there. And then we worked for 3 hours and then hiked back. So one of the things that happened today, unfortunately, was that one of our adult advisors, who has not been able to eat our regular trail food, and she's had to have her own food and hasn't been able to keep anything down for several days, got taken a look at by some of the staff, and they went ahead and decided to send her down to the base camp to Health Lodge. And so anyway, that is hopefully gonna be good for her. It was not a good situation, and so anyway, we were able to do laundry today and wash clothes, and that was great. And the highlights for me today were probably having a little mini bear come up around me when I was resting after taking a little marine shower by the water spigot in front of the cabin. And he was, I knew if Rachel had been here, she would have loved to see him. And then this evening, after the advisor's coffee, I saw a female deer, a doe, with her fawn in the field, in the meadow, which is in front of the cabin. So I really enjoyed visiting with some of the other advisors, especially one that was with a group from Sherman, Texas. They're a venture crew, a co-ed crew, and so I'm interested in thinking about venture crews and venture scouting, and because that, you know, affords girls opportunities to be able to come out here to Philmont. So that was the story of their family, where their son almost has his eagle and has been real active in Scouts, but their daughter had been active in Girl Scouts, but just hadn't had the outdoor challenge and actually had advanced as far as she could for a seventh grader. And anyway, they just weren't happy with the program, but it sounded like venturing was really good for them, and it was going well for their crew. So anyway, tomorrow we're just do some archery in the morning, and then we have only about 2 or 3 miles to get to go down to fish camp. And that was evidently Wade Phillips' favorite camp, and that should be good. So it's kind of amazing. We've just got 3 more nights on the trail. So this was day 7, and tomorrow will be day 8. But things have gone really well, and it was a great day. So adios from Apache Springs.